talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Go right to the front lines of history in the making. And we are going to the fight over the debt ceiling. Fight over the debt ceiling. That, along with the infrastructure bill, the two most important bills in Congress right now, although quite frankly, if the truth be told, I think that the voting rights bill is the most important, except that Manchin and Sinema won't vote to suspend the filibuster for those. We could get rid of gerrymandering. We could get rid of all these attacks by so many states on the right to vote, on absentee voting, all of this. And that's the sad thing. But in any event, the ones that are at the forefront are, besides infrastructure, this is the debt ceiling. Now, the House just passed the debt ceiling raise of $480 billion. Why $480 billion? Because that's what's budgeted to be spent by December 3rd. So in other words, Moscow Mitch caved in the Senate, and he goes, okay, I'll agree to a very brief, you know, less than 2 month extension while we talk about it. This is not a way to budget, and this is not a way to run the finances of a large organization, much less the greatest nation in the history of the world. You wouldn't do this with a small company. And this is what the Republicans are doing again. It passed the House, but all 206 Republicans voted against it. Even though more than 10 Republican senators voted for it to basically express solidarity with Moscow Mitch. But all 206, the vote was 219 to 206. 219 to 206. The last time the Republicans shut the government down, 2013, the standoff cost 1% of our gross domestic product. It cost hundreds of billions of dollars. And that was when the FBI didn't get paid, the Coast Guard didn't get paid. For a couple of months, federal employees didn't get paid. Wilbur Ross, after the last time this happened, and this was when Trump was president a few years later, and it was avoided when people said, well, can you start opening this thing up again? He said, well, these people can get loans. They can go to the bank, really, and get loans. So people living paycheck to paycheck can get loans. I doubt it. It was a lie. He knew it was a lie. So they did this under Trump, and then they did it back in 2013. They did it to Obama, and they do it all the time. They did it to Bill Clinton. Remember? Newt Gingrich did it to Bill Clinton, and they always think when they do this, it'll make the Democratic president look bad. Well, with Trump, they were doing it on immigration. You know, they always have an issue, and that was trying to jam that to the Democrats too. The Republicans cannot be trusted with money. And one of the things, and I'm going to get to in a little bit to what's going to happen by December 3rd, but one of the proposals that's been thrown around by very, very thoughtful people, Janet Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, some major business leaders, are why do we have a vote on the debt limit? Congress, in the old days, Congress would vote for a certain amount of money. Let's say they voted to expend $1 billion. Okay. Well, inferentially, if they voted to spend $1 billion and they had to borrow for it, they voted to pay our debts. So in other words, they'd vote to issue bonds and interest on the debt. And, that was just assumed. The Republicans at some point jammed through a change in the law. They said, no, we're going to vote to spend a lot of money. And by the way, Trump added almost $8 trillion to our national debt, $8 trillion. National debt is right now close to $29 trillion. About $8 trillion of that almost is Trump. is Trump. Some of it is COVID relief, and then it's everybody before Biden was president. So what we're trying to do as a country is simply pay our debts. Are we going to just default on the notes, the bonds we have out there? That's what the Republicans are saying. They can't be trusted with money. They can't be trusted with money at the state level, but they certainly can't be trusted at the federal level. And now Nancy Pelosi has come out in favor of just the one vote process. In other words, if you vote to spend money, you are voting to pay your debts. And if you're borrowing money to spend that money, you're voting to repay the notes, the bonds that were issued to give you that money. It's pretty simple, pretty simple. Here's what happens if December 3rd comes and they don't raise it again. Approximately 6 million jobs will be lost. Approximately $15 trillion in household wealth will be lost. That's largely in 401k, 403b, and pension plans that are invested in the stock market. You'll have higher interest rates for car loans, credit cards, mortgages. And our bond rating will be lowered. It was lowered once before. Moody's lowered. Everybody goes, well, wait a minute. This is the United States. Moody's is not going to lower our bond rating, are they? Well, yes, they will. And they did last time. What that means is we're used on treasury notes paying somewhere, you know, 0.75%, 1%, 1.5%. Back this is 40 years ago, 1980, that era, the interest rate on treasury notes got up to double digits, like 10%. I mean, it's the safest, most terrific investment in the world. You put it all in treasury notes and you're getting terrific interest. Well, that's not terrific for the United States because we have to come up, we have to appropriate the service and the debt, the interest and the debt. Well, this is going to happen again. It happens every time. This time we get lowered, we'll have to pay 2%, 3%, 4%, 5% on treasury notes. That comes out of taxpayers. And each percent on $29 trillion, you know, 10% of 29 trillion is 2.9. It's almost 300 billion for each percent. That's wasted money. Wasted money. If we're not downgraded by Moody's and the other bond rating companies, what's going to happen is we pay less interest. The Republicans will do anything, anything to injure the United States if a Democrat is president or if the Democrats in Congress do something they don't like. They will injure the United States. You have to understand that. How is that showing up around the world? The Chinese just sent 170 warplanes right close to Taiwan airspace and said, it's only a matter of time. We are entitled to Taiwan. They never would have done that if they thought we were unified. Iran continues to develop its nuclear weapons. They're refining their uranium. They're turning out European inspectors, throwing them out. They're building a nuclear weapon. And the time is going to come where we or somebody with us is going to have to take military action to stop that. We're trying to avoid that. Iran could not get away with that if they didn't sense that we were very, very divided, that we were very, very divided. So what's going to happen on December 3rd? Well, Chuck Schumer, we talked about this yesterday. Chuck Schumer, when he went after Moscow Mitch and insulted him for being chicken and caving in for what, a 7-week extension when we need him again on December 3rd? I thought that he cleared that with Moscow Mitch, that he was doing it just to keep the squad off his back in New York, but always complaining and maybe trying a primary. But I'm convinced after looking at the visceral reaction of Moscow Mitch and Joe Manchin and a lot of the others that that was not the case. Schumer just took a shot at him. But Moscow Mitch said, all right, I'm not going to cooperate on December 3rd. And the rest of his caucus is mad at him for cooperating this time. So do you understand we have 50 senators, but you can't bust a filibuster on the national debt with 50 senators? Moscow Mitch, the Republicans will filibuster it. They will throw us into bankruptcy, momentary bankruptcy, couple of months, not pay our armed forces, not pay Social Security checks and raise the interest in our national debt. They will do all of that. Well, what's going to happen? Manchin Sinema are going to have to suspend the, they're going to have to suspend the filibuster to at least keep the us paying our bills. They're going to have to suspend the filibuster. I do not like the idea, and this is a strange idea, issuing a $2 trillion platinum coin, putting it in a vault, and then taking the $2 trillion in assets that the Federal Reserve has been buying to stabilize the market. You could do that. We have a couple of trillion dollars. We could do that. But there would be all sorts of magic coin commercials. Look at the magic coin. Look what the Democrats did. What I'd do if I were Joe Biden under the 14th Amendment says at the very bottom, and it was more directed towards standing up to the Confederacy, but it was done in the 1860s, the debts of the United States will not be questioned. He would order the debt limited or raised, the debt limit raised. We go to court, and so what? We're going to need strong leadership, but the Republicans are knifing us, as always. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.